Hi, good morning, Todd.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, we're getting wet today, huh?
Yes, eventually. We actually have a few snow showers that are coming down at the start here.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Here?
This is kind of romantic.
A little mood snow,
wow.
Kelly.
Oh,
some mood snow.
Yeah.
All right.
I just poked my head out the door here in Portland, and it was rain, like
right.
Light rain. But that's a little cause for caution just because the temps have been so cold through the night. So.
Freezing on the
just
road.
Watch yourself. Yeah, it might be a little slick in spots.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here
so,
it goes.
Well, this is Kelly's season, you know, ski boots.
It is my season. Let's go.
So you got fitted for your boots and stuff?
Yeah, so over the weekend, we got our skis. And
if you don't know the backstory, Kelly went skiing once and now bought entirely new skis.
First of all, I didn't buy them. They were a gift from
they
my
were
parents.
A gift. Right, gifted. That's true. That's
so,
true.
And, you know, now I don't have to go through the rental process. Okay?
That is true.
So, that takes forever.
Yeah, and I do plan on going up there. So, we go in to get fitted and, you know, one of the sales associates comes up and I warn the guy. I'm like, look, I am less than intermediate. Like, I am super beginner. I don't need anything fancy or expensive. So he puts me in a boot and the boot is like really, really tight. Like for the
right.
first few minutes, I was like, okay, this is really
Something's
tight.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. But I don't know because he knows how new I am. So he's like, well, they're going to stretch out eventually, you know, take a hair dryer to this. And
oh,
I was
gosh.
Like, okay, but here's the deal. Like, it's so tight that I'm trying not to complain, you know, because I also
right.
know I'm a beginner and he's obviously an expert.
Well, and they're supposed to be pretty tight, right, Todd? Like,
Well, they're not like ice skates. Like, ice skates, I always get them a size smaller
because
you want them, like, super tight. But ski boots, you also want a little air pocket in there because that'll stay warmer, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be super big, but I don't think it needs to be super tight either.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like losing your, you know, circulation is a problem.
Right,
your
right.
feet will just freeze off.
Yeah, so it was so tight around my calves that my toes in the first like 5-10 minutes were
go.
Losing
oh,
feeling.
Okay.
Right.
So that's too
that's
tight.
That's not good.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Now, listen, so the guy was like, you just don't, you're not familiar with that feeling, so it will get better. So I'm thinking, okay, fine. So before we leave and I'm about to buy them, I say, I really, you know, this is like, I was like, I want my boots and my skis to match. Do you have them in black? And he's like, no, but we can order them. And I said, okay. He's like, but let's try these other pair. He's like, but come back. So they got the other pair. I don't, you know. So I go in yesterday or 2 days ago because the boot is in. Now this is a completely different boot. And when I go in, I'm like, you know, I kind of feel like I want to try a size up. Those were really painful and I just don't want to spend all this money if
right.
they're too tight. So then he looks at me and he's like, look, I've seen way bigger calves than yours. And I was like, what?
That's a compliment, I think.
Right.
Right. And he was like, you know, he's like, it was tight around your calves. He's like, you know, it's not like you have like super big calves. And I was like, listen, I
now
don't.
That's not a compliment.
Right. And he was like, he's like, I just think he's like, now this boot is for like, you know, a bigger calf, but like you don't have huge calves. He's like, trust me.
It was
seen.
Really all about your calves.
Right. It became like a conversation about my calves. So I was like, listen, Joe, I don't have a calf. I don't think I have a big calf. I just think the boot was too small.
Right.
So can I try on this other boot? So I
this
put,
thing went south fast.
Yeah, jeez.
So I put the boot on, and this new boot, night and day. It's the same size, but it's a different boot, and it feels
yeah.
great. Like,
oh,
as soon
yeah.
as I put it in, I was like, oh. He's like, now, the other boot was on the last rung. So with your calves, and I was like,
wow, he really
again,
is.
My calves.
I was like, hey, Joe. I was like, it was on the last rung. The boot just didn't fit. I was like, this
right.
is the same size, and this
yeah.
boot was, like, a little taller. And he's like, and he was like, now look, he's like, I'm going to make this one a little bit tighter around the calves. Is that okay? And I was like, jeez. You can tighten that right up, Joe. I swear to God, my calves. I'm like, I wanted to look at him at one point and be like, do I have big calves, Joe? Like, why did you say it? Why did you say big calves? I was like, I just think your crappy boot that you were trying to sell me is too tight. That's what I think.
Right.
So then I walked out and I'm like, do I have big, like, you
now
know,
you have a calf complex.
I have a calf complex. I'm like, you know, my calves fit great in my pants. I don't have any trouble putting them on. It's not, you know, I got boots. I got knee-high boots. The calves are fine. But thanks to Joe and talking about my calves, you know, when he kept being like, you know, that was on the last run in the calf area. I'm like, okay, well, put it on. You know what? Put it on the first run, Joe.
Maybe you have a smaller foot compared to the calf.
Like, look, here's the deal. I'm not like teeny tiny, right? I'm an average sized woman. So I think I have average sized calves.
Right.
But I don't need to be told.
I've never like looked at you and been like, damn, those calves.
I mean, look, it's definitely not from muscle, but I just wanted to be like, but I will say, the boot, thank God I tried on the different boot.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I was like,
it was night and day.
I can't stand up.
Well, those aren't, ski boots are not cheap.
Oh gosh.
And that's a commitment.
Well, and all I can think of, as soon as I get to the bar, I'm going to have to take the boots off.
Right.
Keep
right.
My boots
and
on.
That you shouldn't have to do that. A lot of people do, just to get air in there and warm them up and just feel more comfortable. But like, if your boot fits well, you don't have
to. You should be able to keep it on. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully my calves don't bust through.
I'm going to tighten this around the calves. Okay.
Yeah. He's like giving me the look.
He was looking for consent.
Yeah. You know? He's like, look, this is the first rung. Click. He's like, you okay? I'm like, I'm good, Joe.
Yeah,
and then he's like, here's the second. You all right? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good. Then he's like, here's the last rung. I'm like,
yeah, this may pinch a little.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fine, Joe.
Right.
My calves are fine.
He's like, I'm going to try one more, see if we can make these calves scream. Oh, yeah.
He's like,
oh, we're tightening them up.
These two boots would only fit for you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, really? How about we do this other boot? Let's go crazy.
This guy's
really
smooth with the ladies.
Yeah, right.
I know. So anyway, I got my boots.
Okay.
And they're perfect for my calves.
Yeah.
Yep.
I paid $400 for ski boots, but the calf complex was free.
I just say, they were actually on sale.